As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, baby. There's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Moon Day, Monday, November the 28th, 2011. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Mondays through Fridays. We do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name's still William Roberts. Always good news, at least news. Hard facts, that's for sure. And workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com. You engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone calls throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. Be calling at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You might make a note of those numbers. I don't put them out too often, but they're always there. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. The avalanche of emails continues to come in. You're welcome to do so as well. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Bury your host if you like. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16. Grebner, thank you. And talkstreamlive.com. All carrying our broadcasts this morning. We can appreciate them doing so. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals rebound. Germany and Euro offer less hope. Crude up dollar off. Law of Nations, Smith Institute, budgeting sheriffs, fire and ambulance districts, all in the news and info basket today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to this market report that we have. Out of New York City, active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the wake of the Black Friday, Thanksgiving time period. Gold up $37.40 at $1,717.70, and that's your good news for today. The silver up $1.12 at $32.10. Platinum up well. It's up 32 bucks at $1,556 a troy ounce. Palladium in the spot market up $27 at $590 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a pretty nice spread, over 20 bucks shaping up. $1,703 even for a low, $1,722.70 for a high, but at $1,717.70. Like a sevens in there. Your gold is up year to year $353.30 for a 25.90% return on your investment. You're not going to get a toaster, but you get the return on your investment. You won't get that on Main Street. Anyway, the London gold fix this morning, the boys in London ran up their little flags, dinged the bell at $1,714, and we've been above and below that this morning as well. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend, they claim to be holding 1,297.32 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $70.4 billion. Very big hands and deep pockets in that SPDR gold shares account. We will be right back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Hey, Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, November the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And for the benefit of all of our listeners that are away at the top of the hour news and weather break, let's back through our market report one more time briefly. Gold this morning, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I should say, was up $37.40. So I guess we have a bit of a reversal over the weekend back into the $1,700 territory. Of course, it can be up $37 after having been driving down so low into the 1600 zone. But anyway, anything above 17 looks good to me. I got the happy face on this morning. Silver up $1.12 at $32.10. Where's my $50 silver anyway? I got about 18 bucks to go there. So platinum up $32 at $15.56. Palladium up $27 at $590 a troy ounce. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market reflecting this sentiment. $1,703 for a low early on this morning, $1,722.70 just about an hour ago. Where it's going to go today will be anybody's guess. But again, at $1,717.70, your gold is up $353.30 an ounce year to year for a 25.90% return on your investment in that precious metal. I remember when people were reluctant to buy gold at $353.30 an ounce. The London gold fix this morning, 1,714 is where the London Bullion Market Association set it, and it's been going above that for a while. The SPDR gold shares, again, now back into activity zone, starting to move once more at 1,297.32 metric tons. I don't know whether everybody is covered all of their margin calls or what they've done, you know, as the stock market plummeted, so did the price of gold as people came out of the physical, and yeah, I don't know what the hell they were doing. Nobody does know. Surely aren't going to get any truth out of the media, but we try to do the best we can following it every day. This morning, the SPDR gold shares claims to be holding 1,297.32 metric tons. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, not much of a trading day on Friday. They claim, however, that it was off 26 at 11,232. I was doing other things. Wasn't even paying attention. The NASDAQ off 19 at 24.42, and the S&P 500 closed down 3 at 1,159. All that's on the 25th. That would be 3 days ago. The crude oil this morning, not so cool news, up $2.87. Any bump up in crude is always a bad sign as far as I'm concerned this morning, at $99.64 again, within a couple of quarters of that $100 peg for crude. Of course, that's going to translate out at the pump, you know, a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. And of course, you're paying a lot of extra in there to subsidize the ethanol market, trying to get rid of all of that genetically modified Monsanto's corn. Anyway, it's in your gas tank, too, gumming up your carburetor. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 73 basis points at 78.91. which, of course, put a happy face all across the boards. Everybody's green except the USDX. The Canadian loonie this morning in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement foreign exchange rate basket of currencies, the Canadian loonie up 163 basis points at 96 cents against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso, old Speedy Gonzalez is still holding on to the edge of the taco with his lettuce-picking fingers, up 135 basis points at 7 cents U.S. You can buy, fill up your pockets with pesos at 7 cents a pop. It'll be 14.0033 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning up 115 basis points at $1.34. The British pound up 71 basis points at $1.56. And that Swiss franc, under continuous pressure from the Swiss central bankers, up 122 basis points this morning, yet exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.09 in the foreign exchange markets. That's your Forex.com. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasury is starting to see a little bit of a reversal there, coming back up again, increasing the yield on those bonds. The two-year this morning back at 0.28%, the 10-year back above 2 at 2.07%, that's your benchmark yield, and the 30th at 3.03%. In the mortgage market, going the likewise, but going the other way, 15-year fixed-rate mortgages, again, now moving down a little bit from 3.45% a month ago to 3.38%, and the 30-year moves down from 4.16% a month ago to 4.02% to try to get people to come into the market now, I guess, buying houses directly from the Fed as the Fed moves into mortgage securities. The gold-to-silver ratio this morning will take you 53.15 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. And looking forward, the Dubai Gold Futures February contract is set at $1,723.10, up $44.10 for a 2.63% outlook. Into the economy calendar we go for this week. Lots of stuff happening again. We've got the new home sales that will be out this morning. Probably won't get back to them. The ICSC Goldman store sales in the Red Book will be out tomorrow. Of course, we're going to be looking forward to that and see what kind of a spin they put on Black Friday. Apparently, the shoppers really hit the stores. Oh, those merchant man's holy days. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index will be out tomorrow as well. Consumer confidence in the house price, FHFA House Price Index, will be out as well. Lots more stuff coming up throughout the week. So the big job numbers will be out on Thursday, and we'll close the week out with the Monster Employment Index, the employment situation, and that ought to just really set us up for heading into Christmas holiday time period. But here's some news, for whatever it's worth. not a heck of a lot in the news basket. Have to go all around the world to find anything. Apparently, there's nothing happening in the United States. Not a single word about all the flooding that happened earlier and all of the land that's going to be bought out, you know, these floodplain buyout programs all along the Mississippi and the Arkansas and the Missouri rivers. None of that. It's just out, it's gone. It's all behind us now. Bloomberg doesn't have a thing to say about what's happening in the United States except a couple of lame articles about those lame politicians running for president. Who really cares? Shell, Mitsubishi signed a $17 billion agreement to develop natural gas in Iraq. Well, what did you expect? Khalid al-Ansari and Karim al-Jarash writing this one collaboratively. New news, Iraq seeking to boost power output after years of conflict and sanctions. Visited upon them, of course, by the United States, they don't say here, completed the final accord for a $17 billion project with Royal Dutch Shell PLC and Mitsubishi to capture natural gas from its oil fields. Well, I guess the Iraq war is going to work out real good for Shell. Shell Chief Executive Officer Peter Voser and Mitsubishi Senior Vice President Tetsuro Kuwabara and Iraqi Oil Minister Abdul Karim al-Duabi. Could you imagine having to try and create a meal for these people? Cater a dinner for this trio? Wow. Where would you start? Well, don't use your left hand anyway. Karim al-Abari signed the agreement to save and produce gas that is currently being flared off in southern Iraq. So there's burning it up over there. This is a new chapter in the gas and industry in Iraq, said Voser today at a ceremony in Baghdad. What kind of a ceremony they had? How many virgins did they bring to the party? Oh, dream on, dream on, dream on.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so a little bit more out of this article from Bloomberg regarding the Iraqi natural gas situation. Iraq holds the fifth biggest gas reserves in the Middle East, as if this was news, and wants to produce more as fuel for power stations. Of course, you know, they'll have to build the power stations. The United States has been busy blowing the hell out of their entire infrastructure, which have been unable to meet domestic demand since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion and toppled President Saddam Hussein. This country hopes eventually to export gas. You have to invent piping again, I guess. Under the 25-year accord, Iraq's government will hold a 51% stake in a venture called South Gas Company. We had the petrodollar and Aramco, and now we're going to have South Gas Company, while Shell will have a 44% and Mitsubishi the rest. South Gas will help collect more than 2 billion cubic feet of fuel a day at the Ramalia, Subair, and West Qurna fields, Deputy Oil Minister Ahmad al-Shama said on November the 16th. Shell, Europe's largest oil company, had been in talks with the Iraqi government since about 2008 regarding gathering the so-called associated gas that occurs naturally underground with crude. The Shell Mitsubishi venture will have an initial capital of $20 million. Well, anyway, they're going through this process, a 25-year contract. Iraq burns off more gas as a percentage of production than any other country, losing about $5 million a day, and they want to corner some of that market that's just being flared off on a daily basis. Well, you know, we do these radio broadcasts using the Skype voice over internet protocol technology. And, now Microsoft is in it big time, so we'll have to see how much longer Skype will be worth having. But Jonathan Browning writing this one for Bloomberg, newsy news, as of 6 o'clock this morning, Central Time, Microsoft Skype Technologies SA unit. Wow. Hate to see it stated that way. Microsoft's Skype Technologies SA unit. It was pretty nice when it was free from that, but now it's been taken over. We'll step up negotiations with British mobile phone operators. Good morning, Captain. That keep internet-based calls off their networks after the country's regulator indicated it may intervene. Ofcom said last week restrictions on Skype services stifle innovation, and it may take action if blocking persists. The Luxembourg-based Skype, the world's most popular web calling service, complained to the government agency last year, saying its services are regularly impeded by mobile operators. Quote, "You would expect us to be more impatient than Ofcom," said Jean-Jacques Sahel, the head of European regulatory affairs at Skype, in a telephone interview. Quote, "In Europe, there's still a huge amount of restrictions, so Skype can't call everywhere. But wherever it can call, it calls for free just about, and the clarity of the calls is remarkable. Major mobile phone operators in the U.S. do not block Skype. Verizon Wireless, the largest carrier, has offered the software on some handsets since about 2010. In contrast, Vodafone Group PLC restricts access to web-based calls on lower-priced subscriptions unless customers pay an extra £15, that's $23, a month. France Telecom SA and Deutsche Telekom AG, UK's venture, bans access to external services. So all that's going to change, but, you know, Microsoft's in there. So before you know it, we'll probably start picking up viruses on Skype. Anyway, Pakistan halts supplies to the U.S. troops. You know, you just can't go around bombing the hell out of everybody before people eventually get pissed. And the Pakistanis seem to be a little bit pissed right now at the United States. Harris Anwar and Anwar Shakir, or Shakir, writing this one collaboratively. Don't know who brought the dictionary, but they did a pretty good job for Bloomberg. Supply trucks for American-led forces in Afghanistan backed up on Pakistani roads near the border after Pakistan closed transit routes following a NATO airstrike that killed 24 of its troops. Don't you like this NATO airstrike stuff? The nom de plume? Who the hell was flying airplanes? Whose airplanes were they? Who commanded the mission? Who will be held accountable? NATO, North America, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Well, that's just about as hidden behind a curtain as you can get. Foreign Minister Hina Rabbani Kar. Hina Rabbani Kar told Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton in a phone call yesterday the November 25th attack by helicopter gunships triggered a deep sense of rage. Damn right. In the nuclear-armed nation, be careful there, Hillary. Billary and nod. Somebody might pull your chain. According to a foreign ministry statement, the incident reversed progress in repairing strained ties between the two countries, the statement said. Pakistani TV channels showed trucks carrying shipping containers and fuel stranded near two Afghan border crossings, a traffic jam that in the past has left trucks and drivers vulnerable to attacks by Islamic guerrillas. Damn. The top of them is Islamic guerrillas. Don't ever turn your back on a Bobongo monkey either. They might do it. U.S. military officials have said their forces can sustain operations in Afghanistan for weeks in case of such a shutdown. Mm-hmm. Sustain. That means they can prop it up or shore it up. Pakistan also ordered U.S. officials to leave an airbase in the southwest that has served as a launching point for the Predator unmanned aircraft used against Taliban and allied guerrillas on both sides of the borders. It seems like they got a guerrilla problem in Pakistan. The U.S. and the Pakistan have been trying to stabilize their relationships after a year that included the killing of two Pakistanis by a CIA contractor, the Navy SEAL raid near Islamabad that killed Osama bin Laden for the 25th time, and accusations by top American officials that Pakistan's army actively aids groups that the U.S. defines as a terrorist. Well, don't worry about it. I don't know why they got their shorts in a bunch. Everybody in America is defined as a terrorist now. So let's just move right along. Central banks eased the most since 2009. This by Scott Lamman, again off Bloomberg this morning. Central banks across five continents are undertaking the broadest reduction in borrowing costs since 2009 to avert a global economic slump stemming from Europe's sovereign debt turmoil. Wow. We're moving into the third year of trying to stem a global economic slump. Wow. I wonder if they'll ever get there. The U.S., the U.K., and nine other nations, along with the European Central Bank, have bolstered monetary stimulus in the past 3 months. Six more countries, including Mexico and Sweden, probably will cut their benchmark interest rates by the end of March, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company forecast, and they ought to know they own all the banks. So, with national leaders unable to increase spending or cut taxes, policymakers, including Australia's Glenn Stevens and Israel's Stanley Fisher, I wonder how much Stanley had to pay to get his name mentioned, are seeking to cushion their economies from Europe's crisis and U.S. unemployment stuck near 9%. That's stuck on, stupid. That's only about, I don't know, maybe 9% low. Brazil and India are among countries where easing or foregoing higher interest rates runs the risk of exacerbating inflation already higher than desired levels. You really have to work these sentences over carefully. Easing. Yeah, that's called printing money out of nothing and throwing it into circulation. Quote, we've seen central banks that were hawkish begin to turn dovish, whatever that's supposed to mean, against a backdrop of austerity. I mean, just your children are going to learn this stuff in school eventually. This is going to be the new English, said Eric Stein, who co-manages $6.6 billion for Eaton Vance Global Macro Absolute Return Fund in Boston. Wow.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers! From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And to augment the daily news basket and take a breather here, let's go down to Alabama, I think, and say good morning to our caller, 251. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. Yeah. Hey, I was just wanting to call in real quick. Last week, I spent Thanksgiving at an Indian powwow.
Interesting.
Of all places. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very traditional, you know. Anyway, I was up there. It was a Porch Creek Indian Reservation. It's a federally recognized tribe, the only one in Alabama, apparently. And I was up there. Man, I learned an awful lot of interesting things while I was up there. I was talking to some things as far as with regard to property rights and kind of, you know, had the brain firing on some different cylinders here. Where there was a medicine man down there that was talking about you know, the history of the tribe, this, that, and the other. And of course, a lot of these tribes are trying to get the link back with their culture and their language and stuff like that, because a lot of it's kind of been lost.
Yes.
For the most part. But he was talking a little bit about being federally recognized a nation, and he then went on to talk about how the FDA won't allow him to practice medicine, so to speak, on his sovereign land. So I was kind of curious about that. But the main point that I was calling for was there was this one fellow that was speaking there, and I must have missed the schedule or something like that, because I didn't get to hear him speak. I wanted to ask him a few questions, but he was this fellow named Walter Echo Hawk Jr. And it says that in 2010 he represented the Klamath tribes in a trial to quantify treaty-protected Indian water rights in southern Oregon for hunting, fishing, and gathering purposes, and all of these other cultural significant things to the tribes there in southern Oregon. And I wanted to know if, in the context of women, children, and indigenous peoples, what that exactly, if you have any speculation as to what that whole, how that scenario might have played out.
Well, not that one in specific, but in general, what I'm hearing from the people along the Klamath River Basin, that the Shasta tribe is really your principal one. Then there's the Karuk, they're in there as well. But there are other tribal entities, I guess you could say, that are advancing tribal claims, but you'd really have to be a wizard of genealogy and geography to be able to actually put their boots on the ground at any time in a meaningful way. And so... One of the unfortunate parts about Indian relations, I guess you could say, is that there is a trend for people to step up and claim certain rights under that indigenous people heading that have almost nothing in mind as far as the native lifestyle is concerned, that are more interested in things like bingo and fishing and financial things like that. So it's right. it's a real can of worms. And, I'd want to sit down and talk to people one on one, mano mano, and find out where their heart is on that and what their background is before I would allow my emotion basket or an empathy basket to rule the day.
Well, actually, what I was kind of thinking about with regard to property rights and the actual right to property. From what I can tell, most of the people that I contacted there over at the tribes and at the powwow, they're not really into the whole property rights or really aware of these types of things. It all is kind of more into that communal type stuff, which of course I personally have no taste for, but. I just wondered how that process worked, where they were able to assert a trust or some type of patent or some type of legal tie to the land that sort of perhaps maybe was a way to sort of put some feet on the ground in the face of sustainable development best practices and women, children, and indigenous people.
They have a different standing, I guess you'd say, than anybody else would have, is that they held the land before the conquest,
right.
But under conquest, to the victor goes the spoils, and unfortunately, that's basically just the way it went. So many people were moved off their land and moved into other places. Then there's other complexities in this. If you take like the Hopis and people like that, where they were basically grounded in a somewhat agrarian lifestyle versus others that were following the buffalo and would travel, with the herds. They didn't really set down major routes. They might have winter camping areas, but they didn't really, set down routes. There are some that built very permanent structures in the ground, even up in the Klamath area. There are others who didn't. So it's six of one and a half a dozen of the other, but under all of the land rights that the U.S., the U.S. under originally from the Northwest Ordinance, my reading of it, has set forth to dispose of the federal lands. That was their primary goal, was to dispose of it. And then that all started to get reversed in the 60s and 70s. They started going back to amassing and collecting. Ever since we came up with the national park system and things like that, they started holding more and more of this under federal lands. And so It's all, I've got a little bit that I can share with you out of Storm Over the Rangelands later in the broadcast that hopefully will clear up some of that for us. But it's a complex issue. It's an issue that we need to proceed, carefully. And at the same time, I think we do need to recognize that, for those that are saying, hey, look, what we're interested in is a piece of ground because we want to live here. And this is, what we don't want to do is we don't want to have a lot of outward influence. And we're going to have schools, but we're not going to have your curriculum in our schools and so on and
right.
so forth. Then I'm all ears. I want to listen to what they have to say. But if they're trying to set up a bingo hall or something like that, well, then I'll treat them like any other businessman.
Yeah. But the whole legal and lawful thing about it, that's really what fascinates me, because a lot of the stuff that I've read, like, your Rothbard stuff and other natural law stuff where it talks about, mixing your labor with the land and the and the first use, and if by chance this land was never even used by anyone, who first used the land and all these different types of legal things. But I don't think that our legal system is set up at this point in time to really address those questions.
I don't even think
truthful manner.
Yeah, I don't think they would recognize them, and you would have a difficulty establishing your standing, but again, this is the sort of thing that we're going to deal with in this country. There's no doubt about it. And so, and all over the world. And part of what I read out of Agenda 21 is that they're given a lot of space and a lot of place to the indigenous people, not so much so that the indigenous people can raise their standard of living, so to speak, but to make it more and more difficult for land to be exploited or developed in minerals. And so they can use some kind of a set aside for a tribal thing for either spiritual reasons or otherwise to lock up just that much more land. They can say, okay, we'll give these people 1 million acres over here of prime land, and they'll have 97 people in their tribe, but they get 1 million acres, and it just locks up land. Those people aren't going to really have any kind of a future, because just like the Iraqis, anytime they show the slightest sign of success, the United States will find some way of slamming them down again. But anyway, go ahead.
So the whole indigenous angle to the sustainability is more for posterity rather than actual land use by the people.
Well, it's a clever ruse. It's women, children, and indigenous people. And so when you say women, children, and indigenous people, and they never seem to mention men, I guess there are no men in indigenous peoples. And it's all just, and the women and children apparently aren't part of indigenous people either. Otherwise, it's just a redundancy. But it's a mantra that's repeated over and over again through all those 40 chapters. So we have to deal with women, children, and indigenous people constantly. They get primary rights. Well, what does that do? It destroys the home. It takes the man out of the decision making. It destroys patriarchy, increases matriarchy all across the world. And so at that point, you have emasculated the males. You have opened the doorway to, basically just global takedown. And things are looking really bad. You can imagine the situation where you go into some like Togo or Lesotho or Uganda or someplace like that, and you find some woman, with a bright smile and all of that and the rosy cheeks, and they bring her over to the United States, send her through the United Nations University, take her to Macy's bargain basement, put her in a business suit, give her a purse and a nice set of shoes. They take her back to her village in Africa. And the tribal chief and all the men have to deal with her. She's the liaison with the United Nations. Well, you can see what that would do in a patriarchal system. It just destroys it.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you, Will.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for listening. And thanks for calling in.
The Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
And breezing into the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, I've got a huge article up on Bloomberg this morning that I wanted to go into, but it's just far, far, far too long and too deep to do it. So I'm just going to bring it to your attention, give you a little bit of an excerpt out of it, but I really recommend that you take a look at it. It was no small effort on the part of Bloomberg. You know, I read these articles, and I have a lot of mirth in my heart when I read them. But nevertheless, Bloomberg has done some good things, and this is one of the good things he's doing. And there are authors here have put together quite the piece. You know, it's like the Mein Kampf of banking. Secret Fed loans gave banks undisclosed $13 billion. Now, they've got a rollover chart on the thing that if you go very slowly, you'll be able to see the amount of money that was given to banks, and there's lots of them. I mean, we're talking a huge, huge list here. Banks worldwide earn an estimated $13 billion by taking advantage of below-market rates on emergency U.S. Federal Reserve loans from August of 2007 through April of 2010. Roll over the bars below to explore details for each. To compare the results with banks' net incomes or losses for the same time frames, click the corresponding button. Worldwide total is the sum for 190 firms with available data. Those banks lost a combined of $21.6 billion. Here's a little bit from the article, just the opening sentences. The Federal Reserve and the big banks fought for more than 2 years to keep details of the largest bailout in the U.S. history a secret. Now the rest of the world can see what it was missing. This article by Bob Ivery, Bradley Kuhn, and Phil Kuntz, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg Markets Magazine. The Fed didn't tell anyone which banks were in trouble so deep they required a combined $1.2 trillion on December the 5th of 2008. Their single neediest day, $1.2 trillion. Bankers didn't mention that they took tens of billions of dollars in emergency loans at the same time. They were assuring their investors that their firms were healthy. And no one calculated until now that the banks reaped an estimated $13 billion of income by taking advantage of the Fed's below-market rates. Bloomberg Markets Magazine reports in its January issue. I mean, how would you like to get $1 billion or $1.2 trillion of loans at zero or next to zero interest, then be able to use the magic of fractional reserve banking and improve your outlook? All right? Unbelievable, you know? Unbelievable. But saved by the bailout, the bankers lobbied against government regulations, a job made easier by the Fed, which never disclosed the details of the rescue to lawmakers, even as Congress doled out more money and debated new rules aimed at preventing the next collapse. And so during that finger-pointing period, which we all remember and we reported on right here every morning as it's going down, it's still going down, where the Fed points its fingers at Congress and says, oh, it's all flawed fiscal policy. And Congress points its fingers at the Fed and they go, oh, it's all flawed monetary policy. And they come up with this joint select committee on deficit reduction. And it runs, you know, just because they couldn't come up with anything meaningful the last time around. And they come right up into their deadlines just before Thanksgiving. And they're still stalemated, and they're going to go to the automated cuts, you know, automatic cuts. That's where it's going to go. I don't think this was the enabling act. The only thing that was enabling about it enabled these batards to, Robbie Knowles says, kick the can down the road a little further. A fresh narrative of the financial crisis of 2007 to 2009 emerges from 29,000 pages of Fed documents obtained under the Freedom of Information Act and central bank records of more than 21,000 transactions. Remember when they came out, as I shared with you, I was trying desperately to figure out how, with Excel, to be able to utilize that kind of information and bring it to you in a meaningful way, and I finally just threw my hands up. I don't have the brain power or the computing technology to be able to deal with 29,000 pages. Sorry. But Bloomberg apparently has taken the time. While Fed officials say that almost all of the loans were repaid and there have been no losses, details suggest taxpayers paid a price beyond dollars as the secret funding helped preserve a broken status quo and enabled the biggest banks to grow even bigger. When you see the dollars the banks got, it's hard to make the case that these were successful institutions. Remember, too big to fail? Sherrod Brown, when you see the dollars the banks got, it's hard to make the case that these were successful institutions. They were broke and ain't no joke. Democratic senator from Ohio, who in 2010 introduced an unsuccessful bill to limit bank size, quote, "This is an issue that can unite the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street movement. There are lawmakers in both parties who would change their votes now," close quote. Sherrod Brown, Democratic senator from Ohio. The size of the bailout came to light after Bloomberg LP, the parent of Bloomberg News, won a court case against the Fed and a group of the biggest U.S. banks called Clearing House Association, LLC, to force lending details into the open. Now, a listener sent me an email over the weekend, had the 10 biggest banks, one of them listed as a mystery bank. You spell it T-A-U-N-U-S, Taunus, I believe would be the pronunciation, Taunus, part of the Deutsche Bank AG system. But try as I might, my limited ability to do Boolean, or, you know, what do they call it, Boolean searching, trying everything I could do, pluses and, you know, and parentheses and all the other stuff, quotation marks, the whole nine yards, couldn't find anything of substance on Taunus, T-A-U-N-U-S, one of the biggest banks on our shores. Another one of these just hidden things laying in there. But they seem to be a holding company of banks. I wonder how many of these banks that got bailed out they hold. You know, you think about it, these banks that were failing, getting billions and billions. Well, if you're a holding company, you get a piece of that billions and billions. It's like the McDonald's program. You don't have to make all of your money on just one deal. You just have to take a little bit here, there, and elsewhere. Anyway, Fed Chairman Shalom Bernanke argued that revealing the borrower details would create a stigma. Well, I'll say so, Benny. Stick to rice. Jeffrey Bennett. Investors and counterparties would shun firms that use the central bank as lenders of last resort, and that needy institutions would be reluctant to borrow in the next crisis. Clearinghouse Association, LLC. Interesting. Clearinghouse Association. That's what banks are, you know. The central banks are the clearinghouses. That's what they do. Fought Bloomberg's lawsuit up to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'd like to find out who's on the board of directors of Clearinghouse Association, LLC. Who are the primary stockholders in Clearinghouse Association? $7.7 trillion, the amount of money the Federal Bank parceled out was surprising even to Gary H. Stern, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis from 1985 to 2009, who says, quote, he wasn't aware of the magnitude, close quote. It dwarfed the Treasury Department's better known $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. Add up the guarantees and the lending limits, and the Fed had committed $7.7 trillion. You got that number? You know how many zeros are here? As of March 2009, to rescuing the financial system, more than half the value of everything produced in the U.S. that year, one half of our gross domestic product. TARP had at least some strings attached, said Brad Miller, North California Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee, referring to the program's executive pay ceiling. Quote, with the Fed programs, there was nothing, not even a string attached. Bankers didn't disclose the extent of their borrowing. On November the 26, 2008, Bank of America Corp. Chief Officer Kenneth D. Lewith wrote to shareholders that he headed, quote, one of the strongest and the most stable major banks in the world, close quote. He didn't say that his Charlotte, North Carolina, Bank of Italia, North Carolina-based firm owed the central bank on that day $86 billion. Lying dog. J.P. Morgan, they're all in here. Huge article. I recommend that you jump up on Bloomberg and take a look at it. All right? Going to fill your mind with some details that are otherwise not available. But this off of Reuters and also sent to us by one of our listeners. You might remember Debbie Bacigalupi. It took 31 minutes for Donald Ellingson's family to end an agrarian tradition that had survived more than half a century by auctioning off 153 acres of rich Iowa farmland. Folks, every week I open up the newspapers here in sunny southwest Missouri, and there is one auction after another auction after another auction. All of that great American generation, all of those veterans of the Second War, the World Wars, I should say, are dying off. Your granny, your grandma, and grandpa, they're dying off. And the young aren't interested in their farms. They just want the money, honey.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we are back on our Monday, Moon Day, live November the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Before it goes any longer, I've got to get this out of the chat room before somebody else adds something else to it and it scrolls out of view. About the clearinghouse, all right? Thanks, Sam. Established in 1853, the clearinghouse is the oldest banking association and payments company in the United States. It's owned by the world's largest commercial banks, which collectively employ over 2 million people and hold more than half of all the U.S. deposits. You got that one on your browser now, folks? Clearinghouse, LLC. The Clearinghouse Association is a nonpartisan advocacy organization representing, through regulatory comment letters, amicus briefs, and white papers, the interests of its owners, gotta wonder who they are, on a variety of systemically important banking issues. The Clearinghouse Payments Company provides payments, clearing, and settlement services to its member banks and other financial institutions, clearing almost $2 trillion daily and representing nearly half of the automated clearinghouse funds transfer and check image payments made in the U.S. Why isn't this on the browser all the time? I mean, this needs to be up front in discussions. Members of the clearinghouse include J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, I like them, Bank of America Corp., Citigroup, Bank of New York Mellon Corp., Deutsche Bank AG, UBS AG, U.S. Bancorp, Wells Fargo & Company. The Clearinghouse Payments Company, an organization owned by the same banks, was established in New York in 1853. For the purpose of processing transactions amongst banks. It has offices in New York, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. In September 2009, the Clearinghouse joined a lawsuit in support of the Federal Reserve after a federal court in New York ruled against the Fed. Filed by Bloomberg News under the Freedom of Information Act, the lawsuit sought records showing where the Fed had lent $2 trillion of taxpayer funds during the bank bailouts of the financial crisis of 2008. The Clearinghouse has filed an appeal before the United States Supreme Court on October the 26th of 2010, and as of March 2011, the case remains on appeal. The Clearinghouse was also sued by the state of New York in Andrew Cuomo versus the Clearinghouse Association, LLC, to determine whether the U.S. Treasury Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC, had the authority to preempt a state's right to enforce its own fair lending laws against national banks. A 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court overturned previous lower court decisions that had ruled in favor of the Clearinghouse and the OCC. Well, there you go. One of the great benefits of being in the chat room. Anyway, thanks to Ham for putting that in. Ham Sack Bag. You'll find his posts in the BecomeVocalLocal.com chat room. Again, off this article from Reuters. 5 years after their father's death, Ellingsons, that'd be Donald Ellingson's, three children had grown weary of the demands of running a farm. 5 years. Their tenant farmer had retired, and finding a new one was tough. The youngest of them was 60, too old, they agreed, to return to a life of risky finances and long work days. That's what it is when you're a farmer, all right? Whether you're a rancher, or whether you're a dirt farmer, or a hayseed plowboy, that's what it is. And as many that have tried it know, when you farm, it's kind of like going out in the pasture, digging a hole, and pouring all your money in it, and covering it up. It's a good way to dump a lot of money and a lot of time into something that pays very little, as long as you're valuing life in dollars and cents. Combines and corn were not part of the lives of Donald's 8 grandchildren or his 14 great-grandchildren. You know, so a man works hard all of his life and raises up a big family, sets up a spread, hopes that his young will come and take it on. Now they don't. They couldn't give a damn. What they really wanted was the money, honey. They all left the country. They went to the city. And Grandpa, he died alone.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again, just copying links as fast as they're dropped in the chat room. Good stuff going in there today. Again, this is an article off Reuters, all right? Here's a quote. I think Dad would be fine with us selling the land, close quote, said Diane Gertzman, 60, who lives in Wyoming and works with at-risk children. Across the Midwest, the dizzying surge in rural land prices is accelerating a fundamental reshaping of the farm sector in the world's biggest food exporter. Listen carefully, folks. Instead of digging in to benefit from the boom in grain prices, the next generation is opting to cash out of the small, family-owned farms that harbor centuries of rural wisdom and deep tradition. That's right. You can go to the estate auctions and you can get just about every hand-powered thing from blacksmith hammers, anvils, and tongs to apple cores and peelers, meat grinders, grain mills, treadle sewing machines, you name it, at estate auctions and fantastic old hardbound books published in the late 1800s all the way up until the 40s and 50s, some even later than that. The bidding wars that are now common at farm auctions and inside attorney offices, resulting in a 25% jump in land values the last quarter, are bittersweet for the heirs and aging farmers alike, whose children have fled to the city, leaving them unable or unwilling to shoulder the rising financial risk of a farm. Estate sales are cropping up too, say realtors. Farming heirs like the Ellingsons, who long ago left the land with no plans to return, would rather have the cash than take on the challenge of a business whose profits fluctuate with weather, commodity price, and politics. Quote, "I know it's the right thing, but it's still hard to see it go," close quote, said Max Ellingson, 67, after the auctioneer's voice quieted inside the American Legion Hall here and the $1.2 million final bid was accepted. On the other side are often investors who view U.S. farmland as the latest hot commodity. Read that, George Soros and company. Hu Jintao, Wen Jiabo, and others. Lots of Australians moving in too, as are the East Indians and the Asians in general. Large-scale farmers and wealthy outside investors who are weary of Wall Street's roller coaster. Remember, I read those articles to you about the Wall Street group. They got together to buy Russian farmland, only to get screwed by Russians who were taking the seed and the fertilizer off the farm daily in the back of their pickup trucks and hauling away the big expensive tractors too. See, it's kind of difficult to run a farm from Wall Street, especially if the farm is located in Mother Russia. In the Hawkeye State, the nation's leading corn producer, prices have risen by nearly a third. As many that bet that China's expanding wealth, the increased use of biofuels, and a growing global population that has just passed 7 billion will put a premium on fertile soil for decades to come. Large-scale farmers and wealthy outside investors who are weary of Wall Street's roller coaster are lining up to plow their money into the perceived stability of farmland. Large parcels of good land can be difficult to find in the U.S., and what is out there doesn't tend to come up to sale very often. Of course, if you want to buy some really good organic soybean land, a friend of mine's got his farm up for sale, too. While the exodus of family farmers and the influx of investors has been going on for years, the surge in prices is speeding it up, says Todd Hatterman, an auctioneer and real estate salesman for Vander Werf and Associates in Sanborn, Iowa. And of course, as the prices of the farmland goes up and up and up and up, the taxes on the land goes up and up and up, and the counties are able to finance more. As a result of that, they can build bigger schools and so on, but most of the people are leaving the country. So what are they going to do with all of that? Well, that's the question. And as the price of the taxes go up and up and up and up, more and more grandmas and grandpas are forced off the land and tax auctions come in. Over the weekend, we took the time, you see, we're talking about coordination, strategies for local control, American stewards of liberty, and other things. The Klamath River story, interviewed the sheriff, Glenn Palmer, out of Grant County, Oregon. And there's still another 7 or 8 sheriffs that we could interview. But when we're thinking about Sheriff Richard Max, you know, County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, I wanted to find out a little bit more about sheriffs. You know, if the sheriff is the highest man, the lawman in the county, my question is just the same as every time I look into these things. You know, every time you put your hands out for unearned grants and aid, that bag of shekels comes with certain shackles. the shackles of control are immediately put upon you. So even though you might have the most constitutionally minded sheriff in town, if he's had his nose in the gravy train for long enough, he might be a little bit tainted, a little bit tainted. So I went up, checked on the statutes in Missouri. You might look for it yourself, sheriffs, yeah, in your statutes. And I read all of chapter 57. Didn't take too long. But I got a mindful of how sheriffs are financed and funded, what their duties and responsibilities can be, limitedly so, where the money comes and where the money goes, and how they're involved in the money, 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 and money, 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 and money, money, money. And it seems like I was reading money, 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 and I never read a word about the Constitution. But that's the statutory limitations placed on that highest law officer. So we need to temper our enthusiasm and add to our enthusiasm a little bit of knowledge and understanding. On along the same line, I jumped into chapter 32 out of the revised statutes of Missouri and looked up fire districts and ambulance districts. And this is just more of the same. Every time you put your hands out for those unearned grants and aid, folks, trouble comes. And so we've militarized our police and first responders. FEMA's all over the place, all over the map, no matter where you look. And if FEMA's not there, your state emergency management agency is. And if they're not doing the work, then the International Code Council, with their body of model codes and model acts, they're all over it as well. And so we're going to need to temper our understanding and ebullience about county sheriffs with some of the things that we can find in the statutes. We need to understand administrative law and understand it pretty well, I think. And I look forward to finding out more about it and sharing with you as I find out more about it. And I'm always welcome to hear your side of the story, too. In regards to our caller, I had this on the table to read from a little bit today as well. Storm over the rangelands, private rights in federal lands. Wayne Hage, just jump into a section here. I've shared a little bit of this before, but I want to continue with it. When we ask a question, as was asked this morning, what is real estate? What is real estate? Property. When we speak of land as opposed to personal property, such as clothing or jewelry, is usually classified by the term real property or real estate. There's a whole body of study that can go into that. This real property or real estate in our society still retains some of those feudal clogs that Blackstone referred to. Of course, most of our founders had Blackstone's commentaries in their library. We'll be right back on that note after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So if we think about real estate as something that can be alienated, you know, we hear about the our creator endowing us with certain unalienable or unalienable rights. Well, in real estate, it can be alienated. Real estate in America is still viewed as an entity that can be fractionated or split according to its various utilities. In addition, it is still often tainted with the old feudal concept of obligations and conditional ownership. When one party owns all the obligational and conditional rights to a piece of property, he possesses the entire bundle of rights. Or, for the purpose of visualization, the entire bundle of sticks that make up real estate. All right? But remember, with that bundle of sticks, the old fascia bundle, was all those sticks that made up the bundle of laws and rights and duties. All those bundles were oftentimes bundled around an axe. And you can see the head of the axe underneath Abraham Lincoln's left hand, that big statue there at his mausoleum. Anyway, continuing. When the entire bundle of property rights, the entire bundle of sticks, is owned by one person or legal entity, that type of ownership is called full fee simple or fee simple absolute. They don't have that in England at all because everything devolves or ultimately comes from the crown and the crown and parliament assembled or crown properties. But here we had it originally at least intended to have that possible. Today, many people have fee simple, but they don't have full fee simple, and they don't have fee simple absolute. And that's largely because of the Federal Reserve banking system, because you never actually paid. All you did was discharge your debt using their Federal Reserve notes. They have that hypothecated toxic slime lien on your property that stands between where a fee simple ownership might be and full fee simple or fee simple absolute. Might exist, if my understanding is correct. However, if the person who owns full fee simple title to the real estate decides to relinquish a certain use of that real estate to a second party, for example, if the full fee title owner decides to sell an easement for utilities or access, he has, in effect, sold one of the sticks from the original bundle, and the result is a split estate. Two parties now have legal ownership interest in the same real estate. This is why you want to be very careful about letting some utility provider run a line or a wire across your property. If you don't challenge it and get a deed going or some kind of another relationship going or on a lease hold or something like that, you wind up in this nasty split estate stuff. If you can hold your property without any encumbrances, that is the place to be. The split estate, through a quirk of history, our federal lands long ago developed numerous split ownerships. Private individuals obtained a possessory interest in one of the sticks of the bundle of rights in the federal lands, an interest short of full fee title. Miners obtained mineral rights. And Hal Anthony, I'm sure, would have much to say about this. Ranchers obtained grazing rights. Private interests took water rights as well as easement rights, development rights, oil and gas rights, and geothermal rights, etc. And so we have this whole bundle of rights to examine in this very, very interesting case study along the Klamath River as we get up into the Klamath Basin up above, the dams, and all of that. Rot, rot. Don't forget the little spotted owl. They go really good. They go really good with a déjou sauce. Anyhow, through a quirk of history, our federal lands developed numerous split ownerships. Again, the federal government remained the fee title holder, while many of the values in the lands, the sticks in the bundle, were privatized. The federal government and private individuals became joint owners of split estate lands. Two federal agencies, the Bureau of Land Management and the United States Forest Service, manage a large portion of the government's residual interest in these lands. And I would have to say that they have the same over the Indian lands, right? So the Native Americans that our caller was talking about this morning may have a tenancy or a joint tenancy. They might have certain rights, but it's going to have to be clearly defined, you know, from treaties and things like that. To understand the disorderly development of split estate ownership of the West federal lands, an analogy is helpful. Let us use a hypothetical case, which is a collage of many actual cases. In our hypothetical case, let us envision an acre of swampland. surrounding our acre of swampland are environmental wackos and green weenies. Well, no, he didn't say that here. But they will. They'll surround that. So does the FedGov. They like to do that, too. They surround swampland. Surrounding our acre of swampland are rolling hills well suited to agriculture or urban development. Urban development is far removed from our acre, though, and the land is too swampy for agriculture. Over the years, our acre remains largely unused and unwanted while development and growth takes place in more suitable areas. We still have to pay taxes on our acre of swampland, and we are searching for any kind of use or user who can even contribute enough to help defray the cost of its taxes. We would like to sell it, but nobody wants to buy our problems. One day, we're approached by a party who would like the right to use the water from our swampland. We allow him to use the water in exchange for help in paying the taxes. Any return from this worthless land is better than no return. Someone else is grazing a few animals out through our swamps and marshes. We charge a fee for that person's grazing privileges, a privilege we allow him to transfer to his heirs. You see how this picture is getting cloudy, see? It was just a swamp. Later, another party approaches us who would like to explore the land for minerals. We allow him the mineral rights in exchange for some improvements we want done. Someone else is willing to pay a small sum for an easement to cross our acre of swampland so he can gain access to a portion of his better land. We grant that party an easement right. All of these people have been granted a right to use some of the utility from our acre of land. Each one of them has obtained a stick out of that bundle of sticks we call real estate. Each one of them has a legal claim to a property right interest in our acre of land. Each one can utilize our land for the express purpose for which he acquired the use right. The man who acquired the right to water has exclusive use of the water. However, he has no right to explore for minerals or to use the newly established access road. By the same token, the man who built the access road has no right to any mineral he may discover in the process of building the road. All the while, we remain the owner of record of the acre of land. So you see, you can imagine, hopefully, how complex this whole issue becomes. And the more decades and decades and decades we go down the road of time, the more complex and convoluted, interoperable, interdependent, and interconnected landholding has become. But he says, let's continue with our analogy. As the years go by, urban development comes closer and closer. An industrial center appears on one side of our swampy acre, a commercial center on the other. Suddenly, our worthless acre of swampland has become very valuable. Developers now see the economic feasibility of draining our worthless swamp, hauling in fill, and continuing the march of urbanization. Our once worthless land is now worth millions. Naturally, we're interested. We've always wanted to sell. Previously, no one wanted more than just a right to the various utilities in our parcel. And now the story's going to get really complicated because the green weenies are on their way.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so just continuing briefly, I'm going to skip a little section of this because it really is funny. But anyway, I'll just go on. The end result, the conflict created by the onslaught of legitimate and illegitimate claims to our property has prevented its sale and conversion to a more productive use. As you give up a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit here and a little bit there, it makes your land more or less and less desirable, right? Those bundles of rights all split up every place. The owner of the mineral rights continues to produce minerals. The man we sold the easement to continues to enjoy free access across our acre. While we at no time ever intended to relinquish total control of our parcel of land, in fact, we have lost control. And friends, that's exactly where we are today in America. We have lost control of our land. And so if we are going to be staunch advocates for property rights, we need to get this thing straightened out. And we need to do it in a New York minute. Should have done it 100 years ago. But we haven't. Without intending to, we have relinquished a major portion of our interests. Each right holder has as much or more control than we do. And unfortunately, a lot of them are operating out of that swamp land, that 10 square miles of swamp on the Potomac, the Potomac River, and out of East River and out in New York. All right, that's where they're at. How it happened? So this might answer the question posed earlier. Our federal lands were originally owned by the United States government. You know, that's how it works. That's called dominion or conquest. They come over and they set up their shop and they called it, you know, William Penn came over and he called it Pennsylvania. They had a corporation, a trading company, and they had unlimited amounts of land. Boy, they could just go in as far as they wanted. Well, they realized eventually that they couldn't do that. And so they started changing, whacking off some of the western borders. And then we had the Northwest Ordinance, etc. Other stuff has been written. You can find out about that. But again, our federal lands were originally owned by the United States government. And they were charged, if you will, of the disposal of that federal land. And did. Remember Wagons West, Wagons Ho, the wagon trains, the Conestogas going out, the homesteaders and all that, the Homestead Act, the minerals grants that were made. They wanted to settle all this land, you know, as Thomas Paine rightly stated, you know, because they knew the extent of it. They didn't know the inside. They weren't going to know that until they got a little bit of a window of understanding from Lewis and Clark and the other surveyors that made the journeys. But they knew that they had two sides because they'd been to both sides. They sailed around South America, down Diego del Fuego or whatever, Tierra del Fuego, and back up the other side. They come across from the European side, from Japan and elsewhere. They knew how big it was. They were smart enough to be able to figure out where on the globe they were. They just didn't know what laid in between. So anyway, Thomas Paine said, paraphrasing, that because of the extent of the continent, that we would never be able to get along with a provincial style of government, provinces. We would never be able to do democracies. It would have to be continental in scope, and that's why they elected instead to use a republican form of representative government, constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. So the Civil War brought a new perspective to land settlement. Boy, didn't it? This new perspective had little impact on the states east of the 98th meridian, but it had a very dramatic impact on the new states and territories west of the 98th meridian, when on July the 22nd of 1866, Congress passed an act recognizing state water appropriation systems on the federal lands. The classic split estate was created. So you have a water right interest in federal lands. States conveyed title to water rights to private individuals as settlers put the water to beneficial use, while the federal government often retained the land the waters arose upon. And so again, it goes back to that Lockean principle that whoever bends over at the waist and puts his hands in the dirt, so to speak, and the right of first use, whoever uses the water has a right to that water. It becomes his property. Whoever uses that timber, it becomes his timber. Whoever hauls up the net and brings the fish on board and brings them to the market, they're his fish, even though they were out of the public domain, if we could say so. In much of the arid West, the greater portion of the real estate value was in the water. With the water rights now owned privately, this affected a legal and practical control over the land by those who owned the water rights. The Act of July 26th of 1866 also provided for the conveyance of the rights of way for ditches, pipelines, and flumes. Ditches, pipelines, and flumes. Rights of way. Right? Or other water transfer facilities across federal lands. The right of way consists of 50 feet on either side of the ditch, pipeline, or flume. This right of way was private property, another stick removed from the federal real estate bundle. Well, it continues. And it's a fascinating read if you've never taken the time to get a copy. You might take a look at it. Storm Over Rangelands, Private Rights in Federal Lands by Wayne Hage, H-A-G-E. Now, on Friday and earlier in the week last, we were looking at a variety of other articles and things. And this Law of Nations, or the Principles of Natural Law, written in 1758 by Emmerich de Vattel, provides some very interesting reading. Very interesting reading indeed. But let's just jump over here and grab another part of this and press forward of the Constitution of a State and the duties and the rights of the nation in this respect. There's so much language found in this man's writings that I'm absolutely floored that we don't hear him spoken of on a regular basis when we're talking about the Founding Fathers. I can understand why we look to Locke. I can even understand the inclusion of Francis Hutcheson in the discussion, though few speak of him and the happiness principle. But this guy, de Vattel, Emmerich de Vattel, has lots to say. Listen to some of this. Of public authority. We've seen already that every political society must necessarily establish a public authority to regulate their common affairs. Now, a lot of the anarchists deny this necessity, unable to come to grips with the idea that their own mind, their own brain, functions as a regulator, a governor on their activity, and that the laws of nature and nature's law prescribe certain activities in the goings and comings of a man. And that to rightly understand not only the purpose, but the value or the benefit of governments and governing, one need look no further than our own lives. And as we discovered when we were reading from the volitional science series, where our logician gave us this understanding of what is property. Property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, which I think is an adequate description. Property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. That includes your sons and daughters and your wife, but it also includes your stock, your beeves, your cattle, your horses. They're your property. Only so much as that you have a relationship with them. Beyond that, they're not nearly the property you think. But again, we have seen already that every political society must necessarily establish a public authority to regulate their common affairs. You can go into the Hobbesian stuff, all men at war against all men. You could also say all men at peace against all men. But you're presupposing something that never has been and never will be. There's always going to be the schoolyard bully. And don't forget that he exists. Bigger sometimes is better, and sometimes it is more better. All animals being created equal, some animals more equal than others. To prescribe to each individual the conduct he ought to observe with a view to the public welfare. And there's the public welfare. This is the welfare clause. And to possess the means of procuring obedience. You're going to have some way of being able to redress grievances with your neighbor. The Bible teaches that if you're having a trouble with your neighbor, you go, you know, and negotiate and discuss it with your neighbor. And if that discussion doesn't work, you come back with a friend, and then the two of you can discuss it with your neighbor. And if that don't work, you come back with four friends and you discuss it with your neighbor. And if that don't work, you'll have to come back with the whole town. Well, eventually, we came up with the idea of sheriff, and you just send the sheriff over there, and he'd redress the grievance with your neighbor. All right? This authority essentially belongs to the body of the society, but it may be exercised in a variety of ways, and every society has a right to choose that mode which suits it best. If you don't like this country, you can live in others. If you don't like these religions, go find another, and so on and so forth. But we have a right to choose. We just have to remember that choices have consequences.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And because everybody's absolutely convinced that they're right about everything, then we need to come to some understanding between us when we start to live near one another. You know, we could say boldly that all men are created equal, but yeah, better define the statement. They're going to find out about that equal any minute now. Anyway, but in this, continuing from our reading here, in this is seen the form in which the nation acts in quality of a body politic, how and by whom the people are to be governed. Now, you can govern yourself. Go ahead, do that. Well, but just remember that when you're out there, you know, all bolded up and anarchical in your spirit, you know, well, just remember that there's going to be somebody else that might have a different plan for your life. And as long as you can prevail, you might win for a while, But eventually, numbers alone will bring your sorry butt to the ground. This Constitution is, in fact, nothing more than the establishment of the order in which a nation proposes to labor in common for obtaining those advantages with a view to which the political society was established. And why were governments instituted among men in the Declaration? Not so that we could form corporations. No. The governments were instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the more that we study the pursuit of happiness, and we start that out every morning, you know, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Give that to you every day just to keep it in your mind. The more we understand about the pursuit of happiness and why, of all things, our founders went against the Lockean principle and threw that one in, you know, that's a continuing study. We need to understand it. But we can understand why were governments instituted in the first place to secure those blessings, all right? Then we can look at the constitutions and say, okay, how well does this address those needs? The nation ought to choose the best constitution. The perfection of a state. What is a nation? We've gone through all of this before. You can go back to the archives. We've got years of archives, 650 broadcasts, 8.86 gigabytes, 16K resolution on a 3DVD set in jewel cases, including shipping for a $15 donation. You can just contact show.archives@gmail.com. That way you got all these broadcasts. You don't have to parcel them out like they do at the Hour of the Times. You can get them all $15. Just send an email to Fritz, show.archives@gmail.com. He'll rush out that 3DVD set to you that he's taking all of his time to put together. Anyway, so the nation ought to choose the best constitution. The perfection of a state. What's a nation? What's a state? These are all things that are being defined in this document. And its aptitude to attain the ends of society must then depend on its constitution. And of course, Aristotle, in his Politics, wrote that in a republic, the constitution is the government. And so we sit down and we write out a constitution. We all look at it and go, okay, that looks cool. And we ratify it. You know, they have the amendments, the first amendment, the 10 articles of amendment, had to have that before the other guys would get in on it. But they finally decided to get in on it. They all went in on it, and that's what we've got. We make the best of it. We're moving forward. But the perfection of a state and its aptitude to attain the ends of society must then depend on its constitution. Consequently, the most important concern of a nation that forms a political society and its first and most essential duty towards itself is to choose the best constitution possible and that most suitable to its circumstances. And so whenever you look at a corporation, for instance, like the sheriffs and the fire districts and the ambulance districts, or any other kind of a corporation, a club, a group, or an organization, one of the very first things they do after they settle upon the name of the group and maybe come up with some kind of an idea of what the group's going to be for, then they sit down, they open up a copy of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, and they begin to craft their bylaws. That's their constitution. Are we going to have a president or not? Are we going to have memberships? Is this going to be a membership society or is this a voluntary society? Is there going to be some requirement, some kind of a rule? Who can be a member? Who can't be a member? How do we get rid of an a-hole? Sorry, listeners, but they are there when they come in and they try and disrupt our group. You know, we're going to have some way of kicking somebody out. Do we have a sergeant of arms? So on and so forth. All right. So anyway, it continues. It says that when it makes this choice, it lays the foundation of its own preservation, safety, perfection, and happiness. Isn't it curious? I'm trying to find the end of happiness here. And in 1758, the Laws of Nation of the Principles of Natural Law, Emmerich de Vattel, is writing about happiness. He says they're going to lay the foundation of its own preservation, safety, perfection, and happiness. All right? And so even from the Bible, you can find down there, you go in, you dig down, and you dig all the way down to the ground. You're not going to build your house on sand. You dig all the way down to the bedrock, and you set your cornerstone, and upon that you build. And so our founders got together, sequestered themselves, and sat down, and they crafted, using all that they could use, the best possible constitution they were able to just come up with, and I think they did a really good job. Not everybody agrees. Some people want to piss on our birthright. They want to be like, you know, Esau. Just pitch it away for a bowl of pottage, thinking that they've got something better. But, it's a funny thing. They never offer a better solution. They're just discontented. If they ever drown, we'll find their bodies upstream. But continuing, the perfection of a state and its aptitude to attain these ends of society must then depend on its constitution. So I advocate the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. I would actually like to see our constitution with wheels under it so that it would roll, wings under it so it could fly. And let's see what the boys rot, you know, the woman asked. What manner of government have you given us, Dr. Franklin? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. Warning, 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 Will Robinson. There will be those that try and take it away from you. Of political, fundamental, and civil laws. The laws are regulations established by public authority to be observed in society. Now, that's why, and you've heard me say it on numerous occasions on the broadcast, I'm not a big fan of liberty. It's that tie that bothers me. Liber, of course, in Latin, that's free. But there's a little tie on the end of it, liber tie. It's that tie that binds. I'm all about, you know, moving away from, you know, despotism and tyranny into greater and greater freedom. I'm into freedom. I'm an advocate for freedom. But I also realize that we're unequally yoked. There are some people who have lived their whole lives, you know, at the turret mill, and they drink the animal beer on the weekend, and trying to get along with them is almost impossible. As I've stated before, I have no interest, really, in living in a place where I have to shoot my way down to the post office, and from the post office shoot my way down to the grocery store, and then shoot my way over to the filling station and fill up the diesel tanks on my truck, and then shoot my way back home again, and then shoot my way into the house with the groceries. That's not living. But in a perfect state of nature, it would be like that. All men at war against all men. Because there's always going to be some big guy that realizes that when I go out to restock my larder, that if he waylays me like a highwayman somewhere along the way, he won't have to work, but he'll be able to eat off my table or occupy my place until I return. So, of political, fundamental, and civil laws, the laws are regulations established by public authority to be observed in society. All these ought to relate to the welfare of the state and of the citizens. And again, we can quibble over what is a citizen and what do they mean, but in 1758, he wasn't, you know, too far off the mark. The laws made directly with a view to the public welfare are political laws, and in this class, those that concern the body itself and the being of the society, the form of government, the manner in which the public authority is to be exerted, these, or those, in a word, which together form the constitution of the state, are the fundamental laws. And so then we look at these fundamental laws, the organic documents. We've got the Declaration of Independence, which if upon careful reading, you'll find just about everything that you're going to find in the Articles of Confederation right there, and then carried on into the Constitution. And much of the same echoed in the Northwest Ordinance. So it's very interesting. But the civil laws are those that regulate the rights and the conduct of the citizens among themselves. Now, I'm not dialing in here to Rousseau and the social contract, but quite frankly, because we are unequally yoked, we're not all men created equal like cookie cutters, that's ridiculous, but we're all endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And in order to respect that, we're going to have to toss some of our rights into a hat until we all become perfect. And that might take forever. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time,
taking
good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.